Well, that's strictly speaking to make. To do is agere. Agere. A-G-E-R-E. Agere. Oh, sisters, yeah. We can erase this because I should have said this at the beginning. I looked, I could not find these two documents on penance that I brought with me to Calcutta. So what I will do, however, if you don't mind, Sister Frederick, I can send things back from the States to you people. Certain things I will not be able to cover. I do not have these two documents. Paul the Sixth. Yeah. The two documents. Paul the Sixth on general absolution, which we don't really need. We cover that. And then John Paul II is Redemptor Hominis. You have copies of that? Okay. Well, let's bypass that. There's so much to cover. Redemptor Hominis. And I'm drawing on papal documents whenever I'm speaking. So would you please erase, sister, in the 3 minutes we have left. Please.
You wish to make up more time with me?
5 minutes?
Oh, until 22.
20? Oh, 22? Oh. Did you hear what I heard?
Yeah.
You don't mind, do you, sisters? The Latin verb for to do is agere. Now in Latin, unlike in English, there are what we call moods. There is the indicative mood, the subjunctive mood, and in English we have the imperative mood. For example, I do, that's indicative. I may do, that's subjunctive. Do, that's imperative. But in Latin, there is one more mood. It is called gerundive. This is, by the way, the infinite or infinitive mood. Now there is the gerundive. And this is very rich. The gerundive mood is the mood of obligation. In other words, in Latin, unlike in English, the same verb, agere, which means to do, also has a gerundive. And the gerundive means what must. For example, in Latin, to eat is, well, one verb, manducare. The gerundive is manducandum, that which must be eaten. Or, for example, the Latin verb to see is videre. The gerundive is videndum, that which must be seen. Now, the gerundive mood for agere is agendum. And that's the singular. Agendum is something, one thing that must be done. The plural is agenda. Am I making sense? How many people who say they know English, poor dears, oh, how they need Latin. Agenda are the things that must be done. So, agendum, agenda. To do is agere. Things that must be done are called agenda. I made it. Agenda. This is number 5, sisters. And I say this from a lifetime priestly experience. Plan. Plan your days. They might say, well, Father, our lives are planned. Not so. They're planned externally. Certain things we're supposed to do at a certain time. Sister, just because the bell rings and you'd go to chapel, do you automatically, just because the bell rang and just because your body walked into chapel, do you automatically and spontaneously become well, spiritually aware of whose presence you are in? Sisters, am I making sense? It is the agenda deep down in our souls. And of course, no two of us are the same. How much time do you people have for your examines of conscience? Well, however, tell you, now we have, listen to this, by rule, we have 15 minutes examine of conscience twice a day. You might ask, you know, what do we do? And with God's grace, I wouldn't dare tell a lie. I've been trying to remain faithful, over 60 years, to making that twice daily examine of conscience. I could never, no way, have done, only God knows what I would have done, unless part of my life as a member of the Society of Jesus was to plan. That's number 5. Plan both how to avoid repeating the mistakes, the follies, the stupidities, call them sins, which we have committed. For example, what should I not do? Years ago, I've decided not to read newspapers. Unless there's something which I have to look up. Years ago, I've decided not to watch television. Again, unless it's something very important that I say have to hear or see. And this is our whole life. It's not just what not to do, but what should I do? And when should I do it? Now let me be clear, sisters. Your lives as missionaries of charity are highly structured. I don't have to tell you that. You know it. But I want to repeat that structure can remain purely external. Am I clear? My feet move in a certain direction. Because the bell rang. And I go through certain motions. But what a difference between going through the motions and then my mind and my will are also planned. And this is also one reason why I keep telling everyone that I speak to, including the missionaries of charity, to write. As I'm sure you know, most people can talk without thinking. I listen to too many people by the hour just pouring out. I'm not sure if it is the mind, just words pour out. But sisters, you cannot write without thinking. You can scribble, you can scroll, but you cannot write. And that is why writing is such a valuable discipline for the mind. That was number 5. And I was given permission to go till 22. There are many factors why we do wrong and what we do not do, what we should do. In other words, our general examen of conscience, and this is to finish it up, is the result in our gradually doing less things that are wrong and doing more things that are right. Now, there are 2 main reasons why we either do wrong or do not do what we should, which God wants us. And the 2 main reasons are people and moods. People and moods. People and moods. M-O-O-D. Moods. And sisters, we're going to make a good general examen of conscience. We must plan who we're going to talk to, who we're going to see. There are some people, just by seeing them, they can arouse in us, say, either anger or even, well, mistaken charity and moods. Now, sisters, both men and women have moods. But women, so all psychologists say, have more changeable moods than men. Don't misunderstand, men have moods too. And here, I quote from St. Teresa of Avila. She says that when it was sunny and bright outside, oh, then my charity and patience were easy. But it was dark outside, raining, and at night, when the darkness fell, I had to especially watch my temper, my patience, and my failures in charity. The weather outside, that's the signal, is 22. That was just the general exam. Is that okay? Spend 5 pages on that. Shall we close? In nomine Patris et Filii. Espíritu Santo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Mater Divini Amoris, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And sisters, thanks for your patience.